Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up, man? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L Dog, man. Today is March 9th, 2024. And you know normally what we do. I mean, we thank God. So what we're going to do is I'm actually have something on that I'm going to read to you today. Saying that God is saying to you today, I am about to promote you. I'm about to give you an opportunity that you've never had. I am opening doors for you. I'm going to take you from the bottom to the top. Whatever has been stolen from you is coming back home. Let me say that again. Whatever is stolen from you is coming back home. Your days of being without are over. Anything that is harassing you or hindering your life is being removed. I have dealt with you of all your needs. Now I'm dealing with your wants. All right. So look, I wanted to kick that off today. Man, today is a very, very, very special podcast because this is something that I haven't done in a while. I have not had a guest on the show in quite some time. But today I'm being blessed with a woman who is almost as outspoken as Club DD. Almost. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say she's here and Club DD is like right here. So they're kind of tit for tat, so to speak. But man, without further ado, man, I want to present my guest today, Miss Sharon Williams. Sharon Williams, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Thank you so much for having me this morning. Very blessed to be on this podcast. Let me just say that. Let me start with the Lord first. Let me say I'm very blessed. So thank you so much for having me.
Man, you're more than welcome. Now, I mentioned Club DD. She's going to be on momentarily, but you know when she comes, she's going to kick down the door. She's going to make everybody know that she's in the building. So she will be joining us very shortly. So you guys know what we do, man. You know, the format hasn't changed. The only thing that changes are the names. And so I'm going to give my shout out, man, for those of you that are celebrating the birthday today, man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to you and many more to come. Man, today I have Mr. Harden and Miss Thomas celebrating the birthday today. So, Miss Sharon, you know, who you got on your roster today that's celebrating the birthday today?
Let me shout out my nephew, Day-Day. I can't pronounce that in real name. Shout out to Day-Day. Happy birthday today. Your auntie's very proud of you, and I love you. Shout out his brother, Sparks. The birthday is going to be in the next couple of days. My cousin Ashley is on her cruise with her husband. Happy birthday. My other March birthday is my Uncle Early, who's in a nursing home in March. So everybody know Early from Riverton. So happy birthday to Early. Wow. And happy birthday to my cousin Vivian. I know she's somewhere at the church doing some type of spiritual, trying to get all the Collins in. I thank you for that, Vivian. So happy, happy birthday to Early's family.
Man, how is Early doing?
He is, you know, still Early, still mean, in good spirit. The family tries to visit him as much as possible in the nursing home. So he's doing really, really good. He is. My last video, him and my brother Dion were actually playing basketball in the nursing home. So he's doing well.
Okay. Okay. Great, great, great. Man, when you talk to him, man, please let him know that, he's very much being thought of and whatnot. So, you know, normally when we have a guest come on, you know, we dig into you know what they're doing, you know, right now. So you know, Sharon, tell us about yourself. I mean, I'm wearing this hoodie for a reason. Clarksdale native, you know, Riverton is most definitely in the house today.
There it is. They don't know nothing about coming across that track, baby. I am Sharon Collins from Jefferson, 324 Jefferson Avenue from Clarksdale, from the Vegas, baby. That's my home, class of 92. That's where I started. Loved it. God has been good. I work now as a director for a nonprofit, do some suicide prevention work on the side. I also am a content creator myself and love it. I am a two-time divorcee. I can't get that shit right, though. Two-time divorcee. Loving grandmother, loving mother of two beautiful, successful children, and a dog mom of Lucky Lamar. So that's okay. Me in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Still getting messages from D. I'm just going to say okay, and we're going to roll with it like that. All right, so normally during this segment, D is And I've joked with her all the time. You know, she'll go and cheat with this. She'll go and cheat. And so we play the game. And so what I do is I give you the description of the celebrity that I'm talking about. And you have to figure it out. So without further ado, man, we got a lot of rappers that's celebrating the birthday today. So okay. Kind of get your thinking cap on. Okay. Rapper. All right. So this first person is a Snoop Dogg protege. He was the host on BET show 106 in Park. He started rapping at the age of 5. And he was the star of the movie Like Mike. Now, let me add this, because this is and it's so ironic how his birthday, and then I saw this video. He was actually rapping on the Arsenio Hall show. He might have been 5 or 6 then when he was rapping. But yeah, he actually made his debut on the Arsenio Hall show. So, Sharon, who is this rapper celebrating a birthday today?
This is Lil Bow Wow. And I still want to know why he still calls himself Lil when he grown.
No, he actually calls himself Bow Wow now. He doesn't. He dropped a little. So
we can do Bow Wow.
Yeah. So he dropped a little. He has dropped that. And so, man, believe it or not, man, he's 37 today.
You know, that makes me feel, you don't have to say people ages out. It just makes me feel like, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I knew you when you were little, you know, and now
yeah.
You're grown.
Yeah. You're little. So, man, Bow Wow turning 37 today. All right, man, this next person, again, is a rapper. Mm-hmm. He's from the Lou. He's from St. Louis. And, he had the song. When I say this song, you're going to know immediately who it is. He had the song called Right Thur and one called Away. He is managed by Ludacris and Murphy Lee. And he was, but his real name, his government name, the one that appears on, you know, he was born Howard Bailey Jr.
Yes.
That's his name. Oh, you say yes, like I already know who this person is. Before
this a Shanti man. This a Shanti man. It's a Shanti old man. Old man, new man from the 90s brought him back. That's a Shanti's old man. That's old Pinelli over there in the loop.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, East St. Louis.
This Chingy.
Chingy?
Remember I said right there.
And you said managed by Murphy Lee, and Murphy Lee was with Nelly. Okay, Chingy. Okay, I miss you, Chingy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chingy.
You many hits.
Chingy turns 44 today. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks so much younger than that, which is a good thing, though. He looked to be a rapper and still look young. That's amazing.
Man, I wanna give a shout out to my cousin, Sheena West. What's up, cuz? And man, Michael Stringer is actually on today, man.
Michael's my son's coach, very good coach.
Okay, yeah, Michael Stringer, man, get up, Mike, keep doing your thing. All right, man. Other celebrities that are celebrating the birthday today, man, is basketball player Matt Barnes. He turns 44 on today as well. Music producer Sean Garrett turns 53. He actually worked with Usher and a lot more other artists, too, from what I saw. You remember the rapper AZ?
Give me a song.
Sugar Hill. He came out, he was like in the middle of the pack, with Biggie and Jay-Z. He was kind of like in the middle of the pack of them. He turns 52 today. And TV show host, he was on the Jerry Springer GOAT show. Remember he played the security? You remember Steve? The bald head guy?
Yeah, he ended up having his own show now.
Right. So Steve Wilkes turned 60 today too. So,
Yeah.
So happy blessed birthday, man, to the celebrity celebrating birthday today. Okay, so I have a fun fact. Sharon and I were talking before we came on, and I told her I had this fun fact, and I told her that I was not going to share it with her, that I was going to do it on the air, and she was going to get it. The same way how y'all finna get it. So, the fun fact today is Wilona from Good Times.
Uh-huh.
Real name, Janet Du Bois. And Freddie Boom Boom Washington. His real name, you remember he played on Welcome Back Carter.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of remember Welcome Back Carter. Yeah.
Okay. His real name is Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Did you know that both of those people were background singers on Rick James' album Street Songs?
Not at all. No. I don't even remember Wilona singing.
She actually did that's her singing the theme song on Good Times.
Never do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's her doing that.
Hmm.
Yep.
Couldn't find it because I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's a fun fact. Yesterday, and let me give props to the ladies. Yesterday was International Women's Day. Man, big ups to all the women out here doing their thing, making it happen. Sharon, I see, like I said, like you said earlier, you know, you're out here, you doing your thing. And so, man, big ups to women on not just yesterday, but every day. We should celebrate women every day with the, Mother's Day. But it's Mother's Day every day. So,
happy belated Women's Day to all the women. I mean, we make the world go round, even when people think we don't. You know, without us, as James Brown say, without a woman, that would be nothing.
Oh yeah. All right. So I got to thinking when I was looking at this, things that make you go, And I want to know, isn't it amazing how the relationship between Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade is a conflict of interest, but the relationship between Clarence Thomas and Ginny Thomas wasn't or isn't? What are your thoughts about that?
First of all, I'm going to say, I'm just blatant with this. Both of it is a conflict of interest. I think what has shined so much on the Fannie and the guy has been shined so much on them is because they're black. And you done hired him in, and now you're charging government funds. Yeah, I think she's going to get around this, but I think the credentials or her credibility has really been shot with this. She didn't do like Leela, who was out of New York, who was straight business. She mixed things. The same thing with Jenny and Clarence. I mean, Clarence should be totally off the Supreme Court. I mean, you talking about this man is just horrible. Just if you talk about somebody unethical as far as financial, as far as your marital issues, as far as the things that you've said, I mean, your views are so far right. It just doesn't make any sense. Nobody's going to investigate because they're the ones who do the investigation. How are you going to investigate the investigators? Because he's at the top. You know, she's at the bottom. If she had that clout that he has, this wouldn't be happening to her either.
Right.
But, you know, again, you know, and then she's a woman, you know, things are looked at differently. They're going to come for you because you are a woman. And then you're an African-American woman. So you're going to get the real. And anywhere you go, you have to be top notch. And let's just keep it real. As far as African-American, we got to really make sure our nose is clean at all times.
Exactly.
And this was messy on her. I know she's gonna come out of here shining with it because, you know, she's too smart to be caught up. But they're gonna change some laws now that this will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will she sustain with the credibility to continue to lock up all these people? That's a challenge, you know. We saw this with Clarence when he did Anita Thomas, you know, Anita. He had instances with her, and everything was all messed up. So it's interesting. She'll come out with the same clout, but she will not come out unscathed from this
at all.
And you know, he by time he has come out, he'll be dead. Let's just keep it real. By time you get somebody die off to put somebody on the Supreme Court to actually, because they're all in their like 50s and 60s, so they're so young and it's a lifetime position, you're not going to get anybody who's really going to investigate him. All you're going to hear is noise.
Yeah. And that's most definitely, you know, what's going to happen. It's just a shame that a lot of this stuff centers around who they want to target and who they don't want to target. As long as Clarence Thomas is on that other side, he's on the right side.
And he's gonna because I always wonder about his past. Like, they never show who his relatives were. Like, somebody in your family had to tell you the shit you're doing is wrong. You know, you got that cousin at the barbecue who is telling you, "Hey man, don't even come around here no more." You know, who is telling him? I don't know.
We did
a disjustice. We put him in as black people because we wanted a black man on the Supreme Court. But what you got, nobody did any investigation. And that was a Clinton. And Clinton's one of my favorite presidents. But nobody did any real investigation behind this.
Because he's on that other side.
He's been a thorn in the side. That man hasn't been black since he put the robe on. The only time he was not black, only time he was black was when he needed us to say, "Okay, you're black. And we need you to go." I mean, same thing with the neo-surgeon he put up, Donald Trump put up. I mean, you were black, only, you know, you're from the Detroit projects, but you're really not from the projects. You know, you really don't give back. You really don't care. As much as I love Omarosa, you know, you became black at the end. But we have got to start being black at the beginning and stop just selling our soul.
Yep.
Man. But Fanny, it is a very attractive chocolate man. Them old chocolate men, they'll make you do things you don't want to do. I hate that from a girl, man. Them old chocolate men, they'll take you out every time. Nigga looking like he about 6'5", looking all good. You know, sold your soul for this. I'm all fool no chocolate dude. They'll make you, ever since they came back in style with Wes, they've been taking us out. Don't fool with them. Don't need them. Keep on going. you done lost your mind paying this man $250 an hour. For the state of Georgia. And he is working now. That's part of her problem. That's our problem. You can't get us now another way. You send a chocolate brother and baby, we'll sell our soul. Pocketbook just come all the way over. Now you up there trying to defend yourself. Just go up there and tell you, man, this man was chocolate. He about 6'4". And that's what it was. Now y'all know why y'all want him. We want him the same thing y'all want him. They just mad. The woman just mad because he chose to sleep with Fanny and then sleep with her. That's all it is. Two women, because they would have never known the other woman had told him.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. You know what this about. You know what this about. He chose a sister over her.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. I mean, we watching the world play out with all the little pockets and all of this is about. And it's sad that you bring it all the way back to just sex.
Yeah.
Like, we spend millions of dollars on a trial for sex. We don't spend so much on Donald Trump having sex. It don't make no sense. These folks are just sexing all across the country. And we just paying for sex. We ain't paying for nothing else. Like, this is just crazy. If you break it down to the basic minute, we are trying her for having sex with a married man. We are trying Donald Trump because as a married man, he had sex with a stripper and raped another woman. This is sex. We spent all that money on Clarence Thomas because he was trying to sex this black lady.
Yeah.
And that's why he don't fool with him no more, because she came at that throat. You know, she came at him like, hey, we're going to play inside of from America. You know,
yeah.
He ain't ready for them. So you go get you a genie, because you couldn't fool with Anita, because Anita don't play with you. Anita going to make you stand up. Ever since then, that man ain't touched another black woman.
Wow.
Think about it. You don't want that real power that comes behind it, you know. Right now, you know, with this with Fannie, we had two of the most powerful black women, Lanita out there in New York and Fannie, and they were coming. Let me tell you, a black woman is the wrong woman to piss off. You piss us off about our money and our children. You don't want them problems. America does not want them problems.
Yeah.
They want to just gone on. Because she has made everybody on that trial, everybody trying her, look like they was playing with kindergarten crayons. And all it's breaking down to is you had sex with this man. That lady is upset because he chose that sister over her. She does not know how to act.
Damn.
You know, and that's what we have spent millions this year going around. We haven't solved anything in Congress this year. Only thing we've been talking about is who people having sex with.
Man, didn't I tell y'all that she's here?
That's just the truth. We at that. We spent the millions. Do you know what we could have solved with those millions of dollars that, you know, the money that she gave him for, you know, being the assistant trial DA or whatever, mm-hmm. has not nowhere. Where we got all these lawyers trying people for having sex. I mean, Donald Trump owed $450 million.
Yeah.
He broke name crime of the having sex. Come on, man. What are we doing in America? What are we doing here? Yeah. You know, we're not solving anything. I had this conversation with a client. I said, the real problem is all the motherfuckers is too old to run. They need to go home. Don't nobody 80 and 90 years old be making no decisions about my body, my health, my money, and nothing, my religion. Why are you up there? They just start, wipe the whole White House. Just stop. Let's hit the Democrats up. Let's hit the Republicans. Let's sweep it out. We're making too many decisions, making life decisions, and we have people who are at the end of their life making these decisions. You wouldn't go to hospice and have somebody who died make a decision for somebody who's living.
Right.
So what are we doing? What are we doing? You know, you having conversations about this black lady's sex life. Do you have cash out? Come on now. What the hell? You think somebody paying somebody sex with cash out? Like, who doing? Like, you so dumb, you don't even know how to get this educated black lady herself up. You know, Donald Trump hollers, she's so ugly I won't even sleep with her. He don't even sleep with the woman. What are we doing here? I'm like, I can't even watch the news at the gym, because I'm like, remember people had to be intelligent to get office? You remember?
Yeah.
Let's just think about Carson and our small municipal. Like, you had to be educated. People expected the politician to be educated, to know history, you know, to know social studies, to know, you know, planning, to know what it takes to run a government. Like, we knew that. You had to know that. Now, we just got GED graduates with grandma that's 37 years old out here giving head in the movie theater. Like, hell, I could run for president. You know what Donald Trump told me? I'm the smartest motherfucker on the planet. Because if that man, who done made up his own degree, and made up his own school to graduate from, five children by three baby mamas, if he dipped his color, if he came out black today, it wouldn't vote for him. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I swear to God. That's why he thinks he can identify with the black man. You got three baby mamas, five kids. You done sat with all these different women, and now you got a mugshot. And then you get on the news and tell us about it. Some of these fools say they're going to vote for you. What the hell? Where we at? You know, I see why people just up leaving this country.
Yeah.
You know, before I had my second grandbaby, I'm watching Isle of Life every night trying to figure out where I can retire at. That at least they're a little bit more educated than these folks is crazy. It's Man. Like education does no longer matters. What you know no longer matters. It's like yeah. the dumber you are, the smarter you are. And they want you to be dumb with them. That's the sad part.
And everything that you just said most definitely fits the bill. That, I mean, everything that you just said. We gotta move on. We gotta move
Let's
on.
Let's move on, because you know I get on my soapbox
Yeah. We gotta move on. Things that you probably know, but you might have looked over in your social media timeline. A black grandmother was wrongly raided by Denver police. She got $3.6 million. The Denver police mistakenly raided Ruby Johnson's home 2 years ago. The authorities were looking for a stolen vehicle, but there was no evidence. So the Colorado Constitution requires search warrants that are based on probable cause. In this case, it was unsupported. I'm going to share my screen. This is why I like StreamYard, because I can actually share my screen. This is it right here. So this is what I'm talking about right here. You know, this is sad, but you see that nice number right there, 3.6 million. Even though she got the money, still at the end of the day, what it all boils down to is that the police had no business doing what they did. And like I stated earlier, I mean, it is very, very sad. I mean, they're talking about they were looking for a stolen vehicle. If you watch Dateline like I do on some Friday nights in 2020, basically everybody, and maybe 2 years ago, people probably still had the Ring camera. It was either Dateline or 2020 last week, and they had a neighbor actually came and spoke up. They didn't have to do this. They didn't have to raid this woman's home. They could have, you know, they could have done their due diligence before they decided to do this horrendous act.
Even when they went in, they knew. After reading the article, you're relying on the Apple product. You have no other, like, nothing else. You didn't do any stakeouts. You didn't do any investigation. You're relying on Find My Phone. Okay? You're relying on the iPhone to tell you, and that's the vicinity. That's not even a place. Then when you went in, you couldn't find anything, so you started to tear up things. You just tried to do everything you could to break this 76-year-old black lady. You see what I'm saying? And the problem comes in. That $3.7 million is not going to touch their pocket, because it's not individualized. They're going to raise taxes on everyone to pay those out. And until we get to a point where your mistake is your mistake and you have to pay for your mistake, because see, if they divided that $3.76 million between the judge that signed off and those police officers that kicked that dough in, okay, we can talk about something. They got enough in their retirement to pay for that. But until we get to that point where your mistake is your mistake, because I know, as a social worker, I have to be bonded. I have to pay a bond. You know, I have to pay that. So in case I give somebody the wrong advice, guess what they can do? They can sue my ass, okay? Mm-hmm. So you got to be bonded. They need to be carrying bonds every year. And guess what that does? That alleviates you think twice about doing things. It makes you hold you accountable. You get a second opinion. It makes you think through things. When you are putting just the basic out there with GEDs and high school diplomas where you ain't never had no maturity level, you're going to get that. Yep. You're going to continue to get what you're doing. And the second thing with that is, I'm going to be honest, when you're paying police officers $30,000 and $40,000, you're really going to be the bottom of the barrel. Who else is going to take a bullet other than somebody who ain't going to get paid shit? You ain't getting no student loan reimbursement. You get all kind of crazy shifts. You're going into everywhere that you shouldn't be at. And any moment you can die, your family still ain't going to get nothing but your $30,000, $30,000, $40,000 your salary. You know, so it goes across the board. You're paying to get the work.
That's chingy.
You're going to get what you're getting because you're not paying. And then you're not really, 6 weeks is not enough to know whether you can walk around with a gun and put somebody in prison for life.
Remember?
It's not. That's not enough training. If yeah. I got to go to school 8 years to save your life, I should be able to have to be in some type of training or have somebody over me for the next 8 years to make sure when I'm putting you away that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not balanced. We're not balancing the apples and oranges. I mean, we're still having people just coming out of high school upset. What could this 76-year-old woman possibly do? When you went in the house, you didn't even see no grandchildren clothes that live there. You didn't even see no men clothes. You could have opened the closet. Oh, okay, I see he's not here. You know, you don't see no fresh tire tracks. You didn't see any of no investigation whatsoever was done. And whoever the judge was who signed off on it, once again, they brought you the bare minimum, woke you up at night, and you signed it. Nobody's liable.
Yeah.
Nobody's liable other than the fans of Denver.
Yep. And wow, you are most definitely bringing a lot of flavor this morning and talking about that, and I mean that I'm not using the cliche, you know, for the name of the podcast. I mean, you really are. Like I said, at the end of the day, 3.76 million, and you just doing that. We just seeing the money on the front end, and we're not really looking at the back end. We're gonna move on, man. The other things that you need to know right now, man. A high school in Oklahoma is under investigation. Get ready, folks. This is not good. After a viral video shows students licking and sucking toes during a school-sanctioned fundraiser. This was a fundraiser. Now, that at least four teens laid on their stomachs and ate peanut butter off other participants' bare feet. Now, that's the front end of the story. Here's the back end of the story. The event was one of several designed to raise money for a local coffee shop that hires people with special needs. Now, I started off with the gory details in the beginning, but then the end, you kind of like, oh snap. So
it goes back to my first thing. Sex sales. How much money did they raise for them kids licking them toes? You know, how much? Because for you to know how to lick the peanut butter off the toes and stuff, this ain't their first rodeo. They signed up to be licking on toes. Now, y'all know about them too. Y'all act like y'all ain't never young. Y'all want them. But I was watching TikTok the other day. The man was driving, licking the woman's toes. Okay? And I said, and his video went viral. You hear me? So, do you know how much money they done made from TikTok off this licking the toes for that special needs? Now, it's nasty. It's nasty. Let's just get it. It's nasty. Was the toes clean? Did nobody go through that? Did they wash the toes? I'm jacked. But toes manicured. You know, who let your... First of all, who is the predator who thought of this? Because ain't nobody in class there high. I can't believe Dr. Ellison Bass was going to come up when you can lick nothing, not even an app. Put your tongue in your mouth. So who did this? Who came up with this thing? Were you licking on anything? Where was the teacher? Because some nasty teacher wanted this to happen. And they knew that sex sales, okay? But let's just get into it. They ain't got nothing new out there in Oklahoma but lick on stuff. Okay, so now, did they give back the money they raised for licking? Ain't nobody never said that. Nope. Ain't nobody never said how much they made for licking. Ain't nobody never said that. You investigate, what you gonna do about it? It ain't a crime. They ain't getting no sex. You just got a health department problem. You know, this is a health. That ain't even a healthy because they didn't eat the toes. So, you know, we don't. I'm torn with this, because
you're torn. The reason why you're torn is because the act.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, because the act of it is sickening, but then the back end, it, you find out what they're doing it for. Because okay, so y'all look.
You upset because they children doing it? Because folk doing it.
Yeah.
Teenager licking on nothing.
Yeah.
And you got to worry about your teenager licking on something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't know how I feel about them. I don't need to be doing that now.
Yeah.
I think this teacher need to be repping me. I don't set fire. Get a you know, we get home. But then they need some vacation time because it's just coming up.
You give a spring break. You know, you want to do something. Now you want to do something. It's spring break.
It's no nastier than us bobbing for apples all in the same water with the same nasty mouth. You know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody say nothing then. We were all in that nasty water. Everybody, you don't know who done brushed their tooth and all that. All up in there. Nobody said, but they lick it.
Hey, let me step in for a second. Man, my coworker, he said, is this an open discussion? Man, yes, it is. So if you want to come in and you want to do this, man, look, go to my Facebook page. The link is in, it's on my page. You can go and you can follow the proper steps and get in here if you want to discuss, or if you just want to just type out your comment. I mean, you can, man, let me give a shout out to man, to Sandra Coleman. Blessings this morning, man. Great morning to you. Sharon, like I said, you got this. This the nasty part. And then, like I said, because as I'm writing this and I'm doing the research on it, then I could have, because I write out my script, okay? So I got my stuff written down and everything. And the part that got me was, well, this event was designed to raise money for a local coffee shop that hires special needs. And then I'm like, but you got to go through all this? You ain't got to go through all this.
They probably made more money than selling some dadgum tickets and Krispy Kreme donuts. Now, you know the chiller did. You know they make licking. Anything with licking, we gonna pay for. Now y'all can just stop that. Them children, and then y'all mad because we ain't started licking till we were grown. Y'all mad at them children. That's all it is.
Man, good morning. Man, great morning, Tamika Flowers, man. Tamika Flowers from Riverton, man. I told you, man, Riverton is most definitely in the house today. Man, we gonna move on from this, man. We could dissect this so many different ways, man, but we're not going to do it. Okay. Man, so one of my favorite actors is in the news, man. Terrence Howard. Tamika said hi, by the way. She said hi, by the way. Terrence Howard is in the news. He is ordered to pay $900,000. In back taxes. After saying it's immoral for the U.S. government to tax descendants of slaves.
Let me say something. I'm gonna let you go. As a person that had to pay 4 cents of taxes this year, I am now the one thing I am with Donald on is these taxes are going crazy. You taxing me out my check. Then you want to tax me at the end of the year. You want to tax me to live in my house. You want to tax me. I don't feel like I'm taxed to fucking death, to be honest. But to go so far, until we get the reparations, he knows he's going to have to pay those taxes. Mm. I think somewhere along the line, Terrence, if a lot of people don't know, he's a mathematician. Like, the guy is really a genius. Not just in acting. He's developed some type of math problem that nobody else can solve. So he's really a mathematician, very, very smart, a genius. And I think that he is moving away from who he was, who we saw him as an actor, to now an activist. But he's not going to win this battle against the IRS. Nobody can win that battle. This is something he's going to have to pay. He is correct that we shouldn't have to pay it, you know, But, you know, if you pay taxes on my great-great-grandmother, I shouldn't have to pay you taxes to pay them back. You know what I'm saying? What are you paying me? But until the government shifts, and that's not going to shift in our lifetime, that's not going to shift in our grandchildren's lifetime, you're going to have to pay your taxes, Terrence.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to have to pay them.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not a lot of money for him to pay. Get on a payment plan before they lock you up like they did Wesley. Get your ass in there and pay them taxes.
Woo! And that's the best advice that can be given to you right now.
Yeah,
because
dude, you got April the 15th, man. You better get them folks their money. Run them their money before they run you down there. And they ain't good for no light skin dude in the jailhouse.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the I, the R, and the S don't play no games, man. They will get you. You got to step away. You got to step away for a second.
I'll step off.
Okay. Yeah, man. I mean, they don't play no games, man. Man, we most definitely gonna hold it down until Ms. Williams get back. Or should I say Sharon gets back? Man, look, I want to thank all of you, man. So far, man, I'm actually checking this out on Facebook, man. I most definitely thank all of you, man, for hopping on and being a part of this podcast. Hopefully she will be back soon, but until she gets back, we're gonna do this day in Black history. Man, in 1965, 2 days after Bloody Sunday, Martin Luther King led 1500 outraged people back to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, hopefully I'm saying that right, in Selma, Alabama. What happened was that King and others kneeled down to pray, and the event was known as Turnaround Tuesday. So this happened back in 1965, you know, in this day in Black history. Also in 1892, a white mob stormed a Memphis jail. They seized three Black men, held inside, and brutally lynched them without trial. Let that sink in. And on this day in 1997, the rapper, the Notorious B.I.G. was killed today. Man, we lost a phenomenal lyricist along with Tupac. You know, there have been a lot of stories out there about Biggie and Biggie getting, you know, from what I heard, he was getting ready to leave Bad Boy and start his own thing, and you know, that's what's being told. Man, we are still going to wait. Man, how are you guys enjoying this podcast so far? I mean, man, Sharon is most definitely bringing the thunder. I told y'all, man. Look, so to give y'all, you know, like I said, you know, me and her, we grew up in the same neighborhood. We grew up in Clarksdale, grew up in Riverton and everything. And for those of you that are watching and remember Riverton, how it was back in the day, man, Riverton is where people didn't want to come. you stayed there, you were cool. For the most part, if you came from another neighborhood, man, you got to primarily get co-signed to get over there. That's how it was. But as she stated, she graduated class of 92, which, you know, that class... has a lot of that class has a lot of influential people In the class. So I'm just giving you a shout out to class 92.
Baby, the best class to come up out of there. Don't let them tell y'all.
Now see, that's where we disagree at. Because this right here says otherwise. If you can see that.
Oh my God. If I got to be honest, class of 91 is like a really, really rep class. I mean, they loud, they show up in droves. And I'm like, okay. But we're a little older, so you know, we don't always come out. But we do it when we can.
I'm gonna say this, and I've said this several times about class of 91. And I'm not gonna say it just because my cousin is in that class, but I will say that they set the standard for a lot of, you know, what came behind. You know, it was 92 and then us. But I will say this, that the classes behind us, they show out. They show out like 94, like 94, 95, and
oh yeah, 94, bring it.
Yeah.
I really like where we're shifting though. You know, we're getting more Clarksdale pride, you know, and I got to give a shout out to Aggie. Aggie started that.
Yeah,
let's just keep it real. Aggie started that tailgating, homecoming. You know, Kahoma bringing everyone home. They started that. We were late to the party with it because then the county took it on, and now us. But it's a blessing to be able to see everyone you brought. I mean, it's just like to see the T-shirts, the designs. You know, everybody being creative. It feeds into what we need, and that's that hometown pride. Yeah. You know,
I designed this, by the way.
But you always have design stuff. You always have been creative. Let me tell y'all, Lamar lived on the street behind us. He always have been creative, okay?
I appreciate
you
that.
You always been that cutting edge creativity. You know, I'm going to go out on my own and figure this thing out. Which is, you know, and let's just say that's a testament to who you are. If you know anything about the Hicks from Clarksdale, they have always, you know, set the foundation for, you know, excellence in where they are. So let me really, really give you your props. You come from good stock. I mean, if y'all knew his mom was the sweetest woman in the whole neighborhood. You know, Miss Hicks would buy candy from every little kid. The Hicks family and the Cummins. I don't know where a lot of the Cummins are now,
yeah.
But those were big, big, big families from Clarksdale who really put into the community. Because Riverson at that time was a community, and your father was a commissioner. Remember that? He's supervisor. And my grandmother said, Mr. Hicks, you see these drains and stuff. Mr. Hicks said, Fanny, if you don't get back around there. My grandmother, and, you know, holding politicians accountable. And he already knew. He was like, here come Fanny. And she coming with all the Jefferson food. Like, hey, we need this done. So
yep.
He came from a stop, you know, where people were held accountable and knew what to do and when to do it. And you didn't just get into office. And that's why you know so much about politics. People don't understand. You grew up in that era where you knew what good politicians were. And it wasn't just you ran on your name. You know, we had some really good politicians that came out of Riverson. I love Buster Moten. I mean, Buster Moten was the real Eric Mays from Clarksdale. You know, Moten, whatever said and done, he held you accountable for Riverson. You know, we had a voice. You know, we weren't just a neighborhood. We had a voice.
Yeah.
And we knew our politicians had a voice for us. So you came from really, really good stock. Where you've always worked and you saw the advocacy for our community, because we were, you know, we weren't really a financial community. We didn't have a lot. We had a lot of pride, and we made sure, but we were very noisy with that pride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We came from those voices.
Yeah. So I already did this day in Black history. So I went on and knocked that on out. a guy said, she know your real history, my guy. Yeah, she does. All right, man, move right along, man. So there is a bill from Kentucky out there that's going to allow parents to collect child support during pregnancy. The bill heads to the House of Representatives for consideration. Now, this bill won Senate support and a 36-2 vote. State Senator Whitney Westerfield said the bill deemed Senate Bill 110 shows support for the idea that pregnancy care is an obligation for the parent to help cover expenses.
Okay, I'm too full with that. Okay, let me say this: if we're going to allow the instead of child support, if we're going to allow the mother to be on the father's insurance, that's a different thing. Okay, that's covering the baby from the beginning. But when you start saying child support and we ain't done no DNA, I don't think that's right. And then what are you going to do with all these women who lie and say Johnny the daddy, and then when we get here, Henry the daddy? Are you going to give him his money back? Are you going to allow him to be able to sue her? Are you going to make her pay this money back? You know what I'm saying? I know the reason, we already know the Republicans are doing it because they don't believe in abortion. Okay, that's fine. If that's what you, if you want to go full circle with it, are you going, because what you're going to end up with is you'll be surprised that 70% of these babies do not belong to these men. So are they going to be able to sue to get their money back? Are you going to open it up? Now, if you're going to say, okay, let me do insurance, let the state cover the insurance. Once you have the baby, then we're doing a DNA test. Then you go back and pay. That's a different thing. But when you're saying from conception, this is baby, da-da-da, and I'm going to make him start paying child. What are you paying child support for? Healthcare? If so, I should just be able to put you on my healthcare insurance. What am I paying for? I'm not paying for food. I'm not paying for milk. The baby's not here yet. I haven't bought any clothes. I haven't done. So what are you paying for? Are you paying her to be a vessel to have your baby? Is that what you're paying for? Because that's what you're saying. And I think a lot of these laws, I've said it again, that these dead people don't need to be making decisions for living people. If you are 100 years old, 90 years old, you should be able to pay for that. You should be able to pay for that. You know, but once again, Kentucky just as slow as Mississippi. We both running the race backwards.
Yeah, yeah. And so I wanted to show you guys the article. What I'm talking about, man. Big ups to Instagram. I'm gonna give a shout out to the Shade Room, who I pretty much at times get most of my content from. But like I said, I thought that this was a very interesting topic, and I wanted to bring it up. You know, again, you just bought flavor, insight that I probably would not have thought of. The fact that what you said, you know, you're going through this pregnancy and you haven't taken the DNA test yet. So you really don't know, you know, what's what, you know, what's really going on. So
Tennessee has changed their law where now, if you're unmarried, nothing is being done until child support, until there's a DNA test. So you can't even get child support in Tennessee now until you have taken the DNA test.
Yeah, and I just read the comment, Jamil Hill, who is probably more outspoken than you are.
Yeah, I love Jamil.
Yeah, she said maybe now more men would join the fight for reproductive rights.
Yeah, when you start hitting their pocket, let me tell you something, they're going to wake up. Because the same people passing these laws have got these illegitimate children out here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And let's look at Jerry Jones, had to go back and made a baby 50 years ago and had to go back and pay child support. You know, just dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? like here we are with that, you know. And I know I'm going to piss a lot of women off when I say this, but I don't believe in child support. Sorry. I'm not that child support friendly person. I raised two children without child support. I don't believe in child support. I believe you don't go down and tell no judge that the man that you slept with ain't taking care of no child. You made that child. Two people made it. If one person chooses to keep it and take care of it, then you got to figure out a way. So I'm not an opponent of child support. I've never been one that believes in child support. So I'm probably one of those Democratic women who don't believe in it anyway. So I'm going to get shot.
Okay.
But this, I'll take that heat. You know, I just believe... it's not necessary. I just believe that you got to work with people, and then sometimes it's always going to be one person in a relationship that's going to make more than the other person. In our day and age, mostly black women make more than the black male, So you're going to end up in that. And then that's even with women, period. Even most of the white women who are educated, who are going to make more money than their male counterparts. So we're getting into this gray area where child support is becoming like this huge death sentence. I mean, you can't get a passport. You can have, people don't know, you can have a felony and go out of the country, but you can't owe more than $2,000 in child support.
Yeah.
Think about that. I can go kill somebody. I can rob the bank and go anywhere I want in the world. But if I owe more than $2,000 in child support, I can't go anywhere. You lose your barber license. You lose your driver's license. You lose your health care. You lose everything you have. And not.
Yeah, man. Look, man. Man, look, man. I appreciate you, man, hopping on in here, man.
Salute to Bobby. Hey, you. Let me tell you, you were so OG. I was trying to get on there fast, man. 1,000 calls. You OG with that child support. Lord, Lord,
you know what? My son don't even have a piece. I don't even have a dog in that fight. I just feel like it is the worst thing in the world. And as Lamar will tell you, I'm a 17-year-old teenage mom. And I remember going into the child support office, and it was the most humiliating thing in the world. And I told the lady, they said, well, you can sign right here. I said, no, ma'am. I'm going to leave up out of here, and I'm going to go get me a job and take care of my children, take care of my daughter at the time. My daughter is 32 years old, has never received a child support check. I went to go work at Subway in Riverton. Remember when Subway used to be across the highway?
Yep.
So I had to walk across the highway at night. From 4 in the evening to 2 o'clock in the morning, because the store closed at like 1 o'clock, so you got to clean up. But I was determined not to have her ties to any system. When you run her social, it ain't got no food stamps attached to it, no Medicaid attached to it, no none of that. And the nasty way to say it, but I'm just going to say it. I didn't want no white man telling me that I can't take care of my black baby, and the man I laid down with on Sunflower Avenue in Clarksdale don't want to take care of his child. You know what I'm saying? Because when you go into that office, whatever color, whatever race you are, you going in there, 90% of the judges are men, and telling them, this man I slept with won't do their job. You're begging for support, and I've never been a baby. So that's just how I roll with that. I mean, I teach my daughter that. My daughter's a single parent. Man, get you 2 jobs. Don't you dare take your ass in there asking them, telling them judges nothing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? You knew what it was when it was what it was. So let's
just say missing women. They say missing women different. They say, man, y'all can like burp a baby and like make a butter roll out of thin air.
Show
Leah.
Handle your business.
And beat up 3 women at the same time.
There it is.
Man, look, let me.
Tell them folks your business. They ask you your question. Where y'all step together? Man, you got to ask me this for $100? For some daggum knock off diapers? No, you got me messed up. I teach that. And you, when you're doing this child support, you're never going to be able to repair the damage between you and the father. Financial problems go all the way through. He might not be who you need him to be as a youngster, because let's just keep it real. Most of our children are made when we're young. He might not be who he needs to be then, but you're never allowing him to grow. So guess what? He can never go and matriculate into the man that you need him to be, because he always got this financial burden on the back of his back. And then to tell them men they can't even travel and get a passport because they $2,000 behind in child support? You charging them $30,000 for the baby even get here on Medicaid. Then every time the baby eat on food stamps, you got to charge them. Then you got to charge them for the little... Man, I'm like, goddamn, what you giving me?
What I ain't even think about none of these.
And then you think about you must have got to take off work. You missing work to go down there every other month, because some of them run down there every month. Oh, he making 10 cents more. Let me go down there and get 5 more cents. You know, just stupidness. Like, I don't know where we get this from, and I know I'm going to take a lot of heat from women, but I don't know where we get this from where you feel like you need to put a third party. It was 2 people in that room when I lied like I was going to the library. I'm not going to put a third person in there. It wasn't but 2 people that said, no, it's not power. I'm not going to put a third person in there. You know, let's just keep it real. I was woman enough, as my grandma said, take your ass from Riverton over there to the brickyard and lay up. So you woman enough to take care of that child. And that's just how I roll with that. That's just how I teach my daughter, you know, my son. I'm like, you the man, be the man. Okay? Be the man. You know, and that's just how I roll with that. Even after I got a divorce, the judge was like, what do you want? I said, I want nothing. He keep that house. Let me give him that little yellow boy to go with him. I don't want you to feel like you're gonna be raised by another man. My son bad. Take him over there, take him over there with you. Get him a stepmom. I teach them to be good to their stepmom. You know, you be nice to that woman. church and Christmas stuff. You think I'll be on with that woman? Mm-hmm. See, I teach real class. I give them real advice. Gonna be arguing with them, I'm not gonna be arguing with them.
You from Claudia Vega, then where?
Yeah, we're a little different, especially the one that go across that bridge. Tell about Lamar, tell about, we know how to handle the eyes, man. You know, when I had my daughter, I didn't have a thing in the world, man. The queens and Riffs and went stolen, everything while my hand brought over that popped out sticker, I was good. You know, we're a little different over there, we take care of our own over there, you know, we're a little different. Man, look, man, look, let me give a shout out to Mr. Cole Hart, man, look, that logo, man, that logo that you got is so fire. I saw that thing. I was like, damn.
Once I got it, when I had got it, I was like, yo.
That's nice.
The idea. Shout out to my cousin, Audit Potts, man. He did it. I was just thinking other stuff, and he sent it to me. I dropped the phone. I was like, oh, my, man. I jumped up. I was like,
yeah.
I ain't gonna grab it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Game recognized. Game. Sharon, I want you to come back. I want you to come back because.
But I ain't want to overpower you.
No, look. I wanted you to be a part of this. I'm waiting for Sharon to come on back because I'm about to do my favorite segment on the podcast right now. I really can't wait. I really can't wait until.
I really want to stay, but I got to get off because I got to go pay my contractor who's here. And my contractor like cash, you know, like cash over here. So I got to go run and give my contractor some money. Thank you so much for having me, Lamar. Let me know anytime. It was nice meeting you. Please share my support because they ain't got to be the extra look, shit. Don't be getting no baby.
Look, check this out. So check this out, Sharon. You a regular now. So when you come back, your get the word guest is not gonna be attached to your name no more. You gonna be a regular now. So from here on out, whenever you wanna hop on, whenever you wanna hop on, man, just let me know. Just shoot me an inbox, man, and man, we'll most definitely get on. But look, I appreciate you, I salute you and all that you do. And, man, peace out.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Good day. Bye.
All right. Look, so I'm finna, look, and the reason why I want you to stay on it because you do music. You DJ. Okay. So I really want you to really understand what's really going on. So, look, I'm finna share my screen, man. And
I'm gonna move up closer.
Because this right here is finna blow your mind. All right, so like I said, man, this is the part of the podcast. Shoot, because I can't make it any bigger. But I'm gonna read. I'm gonna read the words to you anyway. All right, so we listen to music all the time. We really don't know what we listening to until you know we actually break it down because we be so involved in the beat and who's bringing it. So. I found this song. Well, I didn't find this song. I went on TikTok. This is a song by the Beatles. This is an old song by the Beatles. The song is called "Run for Your Life." Now you know the Beatles sung a lot of songs, had a lot of hit records. But this is the lyrics to this song. I would rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. Let's stop right there.
Come on, man. Free our kid. Nah, I can't even say that because I get hauled.
I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or I won't know where I am. You better run for your life, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl. Come on, man. And you know what? And probably the Beatles probably didn't even. This song was probably.
They about didn't write it, though. You know, sometimes they be having certain people write this stuff. And then, you know, it just. Sometimes a lot of music just come from different things. Sometimes it come from me I used to rap. So sometimes it comes from just a place of being funny sometimes. Like your humor, that dark side of you that make you be like that. You know what I mean?
But are you going to say that?
Now that right there, in this day and age, hell no. That's why I don't rap no more. Man, you can't say nothing. You got to go through your rap with a fine tooth comb. No way.
Wait a minute. I'm not done. Let this be a sermon. I mean, everything I said, so I'm standing on everything I said. Baby, I'm determined. I'd rather see you dead. We're going to move on from that one. We're going to move on.
That's a horrible selection. It's a horrible selection right now. And watch my dumb head go pick it out. What's that song? And go listen to it.
Wait a minute.
And somebody probably sampled it.
Yeah. So now we finna get to a song that you ain't heard a million times, but you ain't never broke it down. The song is by Luther Ingram. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Okay.
So it says, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrong doing life. Your mama and daddy say it's a shame. It's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what people say. Now that's pretty innocent. But here it goes. Your friends tell you it's no future loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Hey, toxicity been around, man. They just handled it different. It wasn't no platform like these to discuss it. If somebody looking the same way that we were, they were sitting there like, wait a minute. But get what they well, everything hit. And it just hit.
Yeah, you know the sad part about it, Keith? They danced off this song in the nightclub. And then it said,
man, don't dance. We gonna dance off anything.
Wait a minute.
Man, you put a trash can in a box in front of us and make a beat off of it. We dance. It don't matter.
Hold on.
It's just period to anybody.
Hold on. Let's go one step further. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you knowing I got a wife and two little children depending on me too? Am I wrong to hunger for your gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much? And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had? Wait a minute, but you married. And you talking about this other
one. Hey, all I can say is this. Man, possibly me, I did the wrong time, man. Cause, man, this shit sound expensive as hell. Boy, toxicity was nothing back then. It come with a price.
Oh, for real. My God. Now, Keith.
I'm cheap as hell now.
That key?
Man, that's why I can't help but be faithful. I be faithful all the time, but married, no.
But Keith.
Man, that sounds like a high-ass bill. Go get me a BC.
But Keith, I got one that's kind of closer to home to you. Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number.
Nah, I'm good.
Wait a minute.
That ain't closer to home. That far away. Man, that ain't even down the street. That's in a whole other section.
Age ain't nothing but a number. Throwing down ain't nothing but a thing. This is something I have for you I'll never change. Age ain't nothing but a number. So here I am. Wait a minute. Remember now, Aaliyah was 14 to 15 when this song came out.
I don't even want to speak on a dude like that. And she was such a great, such an angel.
Here I am. There you are. Your eyes are calling me to your heart. All you got to do is knock. I'll let you in. And we will feel the passion that flowed within. Now, Wait a minute.
Parents ain't at home.
But you know what, Keith?
Yeah, I'm looking for the phone call and meeting. That's right.
We sung these songs, man. We sung these songs. We sung them. We sung them like it's nobody bid. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, my last one. My last one, Key. You remember the
artist? I got to hear a little bit. Hold up. Yeah. You heard me? Hold on, because people be calling me. Hello. All right, I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. So, you remember the artist Joe?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember the song, All the Things Your Man Won't Do?
Yeah. Who don't remember that?
Okay. All right. So, check this out. So, I highlighted a part of this song that's kind of questionable. You remember the part where you said, ooh, I got a Jones in my bones for you. There ain't a thing that I won't do. I'll make your body cream with my sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream. Wait a minute. Who you talking about?
I know what he mean. You see what he said on that show? That nasty boy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we said to your mama scream. Yeah, we saying he gonna do it with that mama feel it, that connection.
Look, my wife and I were sitting down. We were riding one day. We were listening to this song, and we were like, "Wait a minute." It was cool until he said, "I won't stop until your mother scream." So who you?
Boy, they gonna take some power right there. That boy gonna need about in the day's age. He try to do that. That's a, what that like 300 packs in the in one of them pills.
man, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Look, man. Look, we're gonna move on from that, man. Look, this is something, Keith, that you probably won't believe. You ready for this?
Yeah, because, man, these folks mess my groove up, man. They call, because I got to listen closely because I had my earpiece in. Hold up. Not these phones here, man. I should have did it off the computer. I ain't feel like doing all this. Go ahead, though.
All right. So a 22-year-old junior varsity assistant coach, girls basketball coach now, in Virginia, was fired after she impersonated a 13-year-old basketball player. Now, let me set the scene for you. The 13-year-old was at another event. Apparently she's the star of the team. So this 22-year-old coach decided to, you know what? I'm going to impersonate this 13-year-old girl. Because she looked like somebody and probably told her, oh, you 22, but you look like you about 16 to 17 years old. So that's why she went on and impersonated this 13-year-old girl. Played this game.
That's like actually like a real movie though.
I wish I had. I can't find it. I wish I had, bro. When you can actually see her. Yeah, she was at the free throw line. She actually blocked this young girl's shot. I mean, man, she knocked it into like.
Hey, but it's some sick individuals out there. Like yeah. how we been discussed it.
Yeah.
And everybody laugh when I say that, but it's like a lot of old people out here, a lot of older people, they really are like trying to get in young people way to live through them.
Yeah.
Like everybody wanna be like, they wanna make somebody the puppet, cause it's like, I couldn't do that, and I see it in you, but I want you so bad, but I was in this situation.
But the difference is you trying to go left, and I had went right. And if I had went left, it one of them type of thing, you know, in our culture.
Yeah.
How it be.
Yeah.
Because I bet you, man, this is, man, I don't want to get the shadow banned, but what she was like?
A 22-year-old assistant coach.
She was our color or what?
Hold on, I'm finna show it to you. Hold on. Because I actually got it. See, that's what we do. See, this is what we do on the
floor. I don't want to go back to 13, man. I know I be joking. But I just want to, you know.
Okay, 22-year-old assistant coach was fired last week for impersonating one of her players. At Churchland High School in Portsmouth, Virginia, assistant coach Arlisha Boykins decided to play in the junior varsity girls basketball game against Nanspen River. She impersonated a 13-year-old player that was out of town at a club basketball tournament. The JV and varsity head coaches have also been fired, and they will not continue with their season. The school has launched an investigation into what happened.
Bam.
So what she would have did is she would have got drafted. That's my thing. Like, okay, at some point, when the jig is up, what you gonna do? So she's trying to play like an eighth grade. She's trying to go to junior high. Man, I don't know. I'm just a deep thinker. Cause like I was talking about Twilight, right? It sounds so funny. You know, I be cracking my little joke.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there like, when you think about a dude 300 years old trying to deal with a high school gal and got her pregnant, and made, she like a vampire meets with a werewolf?
Yeah.
Man, it's some sick holes out here, man. Well, I'm glad I got a little boy. I hate to say it. That's why I be telling a lot of elders. It's rough nowadays. Look at what these kids got to face.
Yeah.
You yeah. real deal in competition with a 22-year-old. Man, think about it.
Man, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
And it's probably somebody around doing it right now. I crack the jokes about it and be like my little brother was in high school, I'd be like, give me your identity, man. I promise I'm gonna do all your work. I'm gonna make honor roll. I'm gonna go to class, everything. That's all I had to do. But now it's like everything really deeper. Everything you go down a rabbit hole with it.
Yeah. Man, on a sad note, man, you know, I actually enjoy watching this show. This show was on Nickelodeon. It was called The Backyardigan. I used to sit down and watch the show with my son when he was like maybe like 5-6 years old or something like that. Man, the person who actually created the show, Janice Burgess, man, she passed away at the age of 72. Man. If you ever get a chance, yeah, I know it's a cartoon. Yeah, I know this, that, and the third. But
nah, but my little boy watch it. I seen some of them, but it's amazing, you know, like what people come up with.
Yeah, and she was a black woman too. Man, the show, like I said, man, cartoon is really cool. They take you back to like the old school of how cartoons used to be. But on the lighter note, I'm going to get ready to end this show. But on the lighter note, man, hopefully Facebook won't take this down because I'm finna show it. Well, maybe I can, hold on. No, I tell you what, I'm not going to show it. I'm just gonna play the song. They made
me. They shouldn't take yours down, cause man, my your joint didn't compare to my stuff, man. Ooh.
So
man, I get banned, Marley.
But I gotta, I gotta show it. All over you. I gotta show it in order for it to really make it work. So man, look, this is YouTube. I don't know. My wife and I trip out on this song. It's called "Taste the Biscuit."
and it's by this, and it's by this old white couple. The song is funny as hell. So, here you go.
I'm not sure how the fuck they did it, but they did it. Shit's crazy.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Treat yourself. The goodness is inherent if that wasn't apparent.
Taste the honey sauce.
Honey sauce is so good.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
Trust me, boy.
Your honey sauce on me.
Don't do it.
I don't like the way it mixes with my chicken wings.
Keep the shit off my chicken.
Don't spill
that
honey sauce on me.
Don't spill it. I don't like the way it tastes on my chicken wings.
Toast is a
moose. Company dumps on the remix.
Taste the biscuit.
B-I-G, no honey sauce on me. On the biscuit where it stays. The honey sauce don't play. I love it when you call me Big Pop. Kids in my mouth and nothing else can knock ya. The goodness of the biscuit got me big in the sink. But keep your honey sauce away from all my chicken wings. But what the fuck is that with all this biscuit? Don't be hazy. Silver lady on the beaches, not your fucking savior. Blessing this biscuit from beyond the grape. And big tongues is ripped from the spiritual plane. But keep the honey sauce off the wind of the chicken. Keep it on the biscuit and let the plot thicken.
The goodness of the biscuit.
Man, big ups to Biggest Small, man. Look, for those of you, man. Look,
there
you
was an AI there, man.
Yeah. Look. You came in late, man. Man, on this day in 1997, man. Biggest.
I remember that. I remember. I'm telling my age, but yeah, I remember that. That was in the ninth grade, man. We were hooping.
Yeah.
I remember
that,
man.
Yeah, man. That was back in 97, man. Man, rest in peace to Biggie. Like I said earlier, from what I heard, that last album that he put out, he was getting ready. From what I've heard, allegedly, he was getting ready to leave Bad Boy. And he was finna do his own thing. And people didn't like it. And so,
I try not to speak on like celebrity biz and Hollywood or Wood, however. But my opinion on it, Big was tired, man. A lot of these cats is tired. They humans. You see what I'm saying? We expect everything. We want to dance and everything else. But when they tired, man, them folk tired. And this is really what it was. You gotta think they might have wanted to make Puff some millions. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Somebody bringing me in a million where I don't have to do, I ain't got to wake up every morning I can do. Man, I don't want you to leave neither. No. Please don't go.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's just be real, but it's like, man, when it came to Big, man, was tired. He already was, man. Like in that movie, when they showed him, it just, two different work ethics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to, I hate to do that, Pop versus Big, that debate, but Big was just like that. Big wasn't really, you know, he was nonchalant. He was sitting there, you know how he was.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Pop was hyped, like, yeah, come on, I got to do this. I'm trying to do this.
Yeah.
You know, Pop had more ambition than Big. Big just wanted to sell dope and lay back. You know, like he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, look, man, that is the show, man. Look, I'm an hour and 27 minutes in. And I'm done. That's all the content I got, man. Look, man, Keith, man, I appreciate you hopping on. Like I just told Sharon, you know, I'll put the link in every time, man. Look, if you want to hop in, man, you more than welcome to hop in. And as I told her, you know, once you be on this show, you ain't a guest no more. You, as you put in the chat, you are OG now. So, man,
I ain't had to get beat up. Y'all heard that, youngsters? I ain't had to get beat up, be OG.
Man,
I just made some coffee and wanted to talk.
Man.
Like old man do.
Man, man, Keith is most definitely doing this thing, man, DJing and whatnot, man. Man, keep up the good work, man, that you're doing.
Appreciate you.
And
you keep up your with the media stuff, man. I'm learning a lot, period.
Man, I'm gonna keep doing it, man. Like I said, I got my foot on the gas now and primarily every Saturday, whether it's early or late, I plan to most definitely be on here and just bring, you know, good content, man, people, man. Like I said, from where I first started and to where I am now, it's totally, totally, totally different. Cause I wasn't doing this on Facebook. I was not streaming live. I was not sharing my screen. But, man, big ups to my wife, man, who actually, bought me another screen so I can have two screens to be able to do what I do. And I promise you, it makes my life so much easier. So, man, big ups to her. Man, look, I'm out this piece. I'll see you Monday, or I'll probably see you maybe tonight if you decide to DJ. I'll give you a shout out.
Man, ain't no telling. You know how I go. I might spin, man. Ain't nobody book me yet. You know what I'm saying? But I know it gonna come, but I be cool doing it. It's just the interaction for me. I like music, so. But how they say, we say music, I like music. So. That's just what it is, man. I ain't got to get shot. I ain't got to beat nobody. I ain't got to kick no charges. I'm free.
I feel you, man. Well, like I said, man, appreciate you, man. And
appreciate you.
Man, we out. Peace out.
All right.